Who has the largest selections of DVC resale listings and is the number one DVC reseller in the world? Who has 90% of their listings sell within 30 days with no upfront fees? Who has 95 years of combined Disney Vacation Club experience and has been selling DVC since 1993? Who has over $360 million in sales of DVC? The answer, my friends, is the same for every single question. It's DVC Resale Market. If you're in the market for buying Disney Vacation Club or have any questions about DVC, then look no further than DVC Resale Market. Nick, Kevin, and the whole team will do their very best to get you exactly what you need and answer any questions that you might have. Take a look at their website for some great information, their latest listings, or just some FAQs. We would like to thank DVC Resale Market for being part of our team, and now it's your turn. Let them be part of your team when buying DVC. Check them out at DVCResaleMarket.com. Whether it's the first sip of French roast at your Disney resort or the grand finale of a signature dining experience at a restaurant like Le Cellier, Chico, or the California Grill, Joffrey's Coffees make Disney memories more magical. Why not savor that Disney vacation just a little bit longer while enjoying a cup of Joffrey's in the comfort of your own home? Visit Joffrey's, the official coffee and tea company of Disney, online today at joffreys.com. Joffrey's Coffee and Tea, a flavor for every Disney memory.
Hi, this is Mike Bursell, voice of the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover and Living with the Land. Welcome to a voyage of discovery and awareness of the richness, the diversity, and the often surprising nature of the Mickey Dudes podcast.
Ohana means family. Family and Mickey Dude podcast means nobody gets left behind.
And now, from the Monsters, Inc. laugh floor, it's the Mickey Dudes podcast. Here's your master of ceremonies, Wazowski.
Hello, humans!
Hello, humans, and welcome to another episode of the Mickey Dudes podcast. I'm Annie, and I'll be your host tonight. Here from our groovy group of hip cats, we have, from Buffalo, New York, Chuck.
Besides, they're tourists. What do they know?
Let's see. Gosh, all the way from freaking Scotland, we have Steven.
Freaking Scotland. I'm surrounded by idiots.
Yep. And from Disney World, essentially, we have Dave. Dave.
Debbie was six, so the union sent me.
Dave.
Dave.
We actually had to prevent Dave from going to Disney Springs this evening after we reminded him that we were recording.
I'm doing this thing 5K a day in May. Sometimes I run, sometimes I walk. And
sometimes I run.
Exactly.
I had to. I'm sorry.
I got you. So
I'm required by law.
Since we're recording on a obscure day, because we normally record on Mondays and we're recording on a Tuesday tonight, I totally forgot that we were recording, and I was walking out the door to go to the springs to just walk around and get my 5K in, when all of a sudden I see a message from Chuck saying, what time are we recording? And Steven, since he had to get up, saying, hopefully now. So I'm like, oh shoot. So I ran to my
and in fairness, this was 21 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us about how things are looking at the springs, or what?
Well, he's not there.
I knew Touché. Somebody was going to say that.
Well, I did have brunch at Wine Bar George on Sunday, and, you know, it's, the temperature check scans are kind of cool, and you kind of just go up to them, and they scan your entire body by putting this thing up to your forehead. I knew what to expect because I went to a city walk a few times. For the most part, people leave their masks on. You know, there's always going to be people that are going to try to game the system in some way, shape, or form. There are other people that have medical reasons that don't allow them to wear the mask and actually feel comfortable for various reasons. So it's a, you do assume a risk by going to Disney Springs, but in this day and age now, everything seems to be a risk, and we have to get back in some way, shape, or form to some form of normalcy. So masks are just a part of reality now, you know. If you are that upset about it, you know, kind of just stay home. And if you are in there and you see people without a mask, just think of it this way. If you're wearing the mask, you know, just kind of stay a few steps away from them and you'll be fine. You know, there's always, even with double masks on, you know, you're always taking some type of risk. So just enjoy the moment. You don't have to be judgmental of other people and everything. You never know if there's a medical issue or something going on. So just enjoy the ride. Life's too short.
Well, thanks for the speech, Dave. Yeah,
no problem.
It's also a highway.
Yes.
What?
Yes, it is.
Oh, life is right. Yes. Mm-hmm. We learned that in the Cars film.
Yes, this is.
And
yes.
At Art of Animation.
Right. Exactly. Very yep. Good. Love it. Love and the Disney.
If you need it, if you've been driving for a while and you're kind of getting fatigued and you need a treat, you can always visit our friends over at Wish Upon a Cookie. Wish Upon a Cookie is a New Jersey-based custom cookie company started by professional chefs turned cookieteers. They focus to turn your magical cookie dreams into reality. They offer so much more than a few colors and shapes and sizes. Their creations are extensions of your imagination. You can visit them at wishuponacookie.com, on Instagram at wishuponacookie201, and you can let your imagination run wild when you wish upon a cookie.
Cookie tears. I love it.
Yep.
I want to be a cookie tear when I grow up.
I still maybe say I want to grow up, and I'm in my 40s now. Actually, not say I want to grow up. When I grow up. I don't want to grow up. Part of me would love to be Peter Pan in the Magic Kingdom, but I look terrible in a pair of tights.
That'd be the weirdest Peter Pan. Just like... Well, anyway, on that note, we're really truly here for one reason and one reason only. If no one has anything else to add, right? No? Good? Okay, good. So
you're good, though. Just carry on.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go down that road.
I'm a professional. So this is the final round of Keep Plus Dump.
No, we still have the fifth gate to go to.
It's not a gate, but let's move on.
And we still have to...
So tonight, finally, at last, hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. It is time for Hollywood Studios. If you can't tell from this intro, I love Hollywood Studios. So with that in mind, I also haven't been there since they put in Star Wars Land. So anyway, there's
some
there's...
fan you are.
Shut up. there's the context you need. So anyway, we're playing Keep Plus or Dump. Here we go. Let's just get right into it. All right, I'm gonna go in the order I did the intro. So we're gonna start with Chuck. Yes. What are you gonna keep?
So this is an easy one. We're keeping Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. It's probably one of the best rides on property, let alone the best ride in the park. The theming is second to none. The queue is fantastic, even though it's outside for the majority of it. The lobby is also great. There's really nothing bad I can say about this ride, except when one side goes down and it's running at half capacity, because that's a real problem.
I love it. That's a great answer.
It's the best ride on property. I know obviously a lot of folks say that Flight of Passage is a lot better, but I still think that the Tower has got so much steam in it. It's got so many different attributes to it, you know, with two ride systems, not just the up and down, but the fact you actually traverse through to the front of the Tower as well, and it's got a great story. It's so good. You know, I mean, I remember going the week it was open, I think it was back in 94, and it was just, at that time, only had one drop, but now, obviously, with the programmable drops, and it's just a randomizer, it's a hell of a, it's just so up in the air, up and down in the air.
I mean, the theming, like, it's a good choice to keep just because, you know, obviously they've changed the theming of the Tower of Terror and Disneyland. So that gives me all the more reason to want to, like, preserve that one. So, yes, good choice. Anything else on Tower of Terror while we're here? All right. Stephen, you're up. What's your keep?
Yeah. Well, going first obviously had its attributes as well, because I was going to pick the tower.
I knew you were going to say
probably
that.
Hear the way, as you can probably hear the way I was gushing over the top of it.
Exactly.
Bit like yourself, Annie, I've never been to Star Wars Land or Galaxy's Edge since it's been open. Hoping, fingers crossed, we'll be able to get there in October. But the last time we were there was... May of last year, just before it opened. I think I'm going to go on that basis over to Toy Story Mania. It's such a simple idea, you know, that you've got a ride system, you know, with back-to-back folk on it, with screens, but the competitive edge that you've got with Toy Story Mania is fantastic. The way that you pull that plunger, you know, trying to get rings and custard pies and everything that you try and hit your targets, it's great. And the fact that the two of you in the car are fighting against the other two on the other side of the car to try and get the high score, it's so competitive. And you come out there, and if your hand's not falling off you the way that you're pulling the plunger, you're not doing it right. The 3D element of it as well is just great. The way you get thrown round on the track system, obviously they put in extra areas, you know, within that to try and cope with the capacity, because it was just always a huge draw at the studios. But it still is one of my favourite rides within Hollywood Studios.
Well, good. Anyone have anything to add to that?
Fun ride. Needs shoulder surgery afterwards.
Yeah. I'm like bad at it or something, because I don't do it fast enough, so my like accuracy is weirdly high, but I don't score well at all.
One of the things that I always make sure I end up getting when I go to the studios is I always get me a little beaver. When I play that.
Yep. How much do you get your score for that?
I don't remember how much you score for it, but I end up always leaving with some beaver.
Very good. Well, Dave, on that note, it's your turn, darling. What's your keep?
I'm keeping Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. It is just an amazing...
You said that really well for something hard to say. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
It is an amazing attraction. You're just like Splash Mountain. You're put into the middle of a cartoon. And I'm still not a fan of the new Disney animation. I think it's cheap. I think it's cutting corners. I think that Walt would see it and... get nauseous at the idea that his beloved characters are now Ren and Stimpy-tized. It doesn't stand up to the animation of old. But with that said, the storyline is captivating. The ride is just pure smiles right from the beginning. You know, there's a little nostalgia in it when you first go in with the great movie ride, because you're going through the Chinese theater. And then eventually, there's a change. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody who hasn't ridden it yet, but you can definitely tell when you're leaving reality in this ride. So just buckle in and enjoy the Runaway Railway.
Yeah, question. Again,
that was
anyone else?
Just opened just before lockdown as well. So I think a few of us have not done that either.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is Dave's the only one who's been on it, right? Chuck, you haven't been on it, have you?
Nope.
I didn't think so. yeah, so that's why I was curious if that would get chosen, or any of the newer rides would get chosen as a keep. you know, since I haven't been on it, obviously I'm not going to pick it. That's okay. Interesting that it's strong enough for you to pick as your keep.
Well, honestly, I like it better than Rise of the Resistance. And I'm a Star Wars fan.
That was kind of like the big discussion right before everything closed, I feel like, was people were writing that, and then all of a sudden it stopped.
It's the same ride system. It's a trackless ride system.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I will say that Rise of the Resistance does it a grander scale. In many ways, there are effects on Rise of the Resistance that Mickey's does not have. But with that, and you know, there's also a whole other theatrical element, which is superb. But again, there's that whole virtual queue system of having to get there at the crack of dawn, and it's just not fun sometimes to have to actually stress yourself out about, okay, well, now I have to reset refresh my app, all this. There's so much stress that's involved with riding that ride that I kind of feel like it takes a little bit of the mystique out of it, and the allure and the enjoyment, because you know, you're kind of crunched for time, especially when you're on vacation. You know, maybe you should kind of be relaxed a bit, and you can't be. So I feel like if you come in just for that, you're going to need a vacation from your vacation.
Yeah, I think never. That's fair.
Never. Honestly, I'm up at the crack of dawn, left, right, and center. If I can get 3 fast passes for something else, and get on Rise of the Resistance at 7 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to get queued up before it actually opens, all the better. It just gives you 4 rides you can actually work on.
Oh, yeah, well, I totally agree with you.
Especially the studios, it's hardly got anything there anyway.
I agree with you, but also don't forget, too, you're touring in a different way because you don't come for, 2 years. So you need to get everything. You need to get everything done, where there are other people in the States that might travel maybe once a year or maybe even sometimes more than once a year and get down there. So especially for we're for Disney by Disney people. So a lot of our listeners get to go there more than once a year. So, but I totally see your point in that. And if I was in your situation, which I was for a while in terms of being from the Northeast and coming down, I was like that for a very long time too. So I get that too. And I can respect that.
All right. Well, I'm going to move on to mine. I had a feeling my pick was going to be Tower of Terror, but I'm feeling that would get chosen by other people. So I had a backup answer. My backup answer is Rock and Roller Coaster. Sorry. I love Rock and Roller Coaster. I like Aerosmith in there. Like, it's my tag, whatever. It's, I just like it. I just want it to stay Aerosmith. I don't know if I'm setting up anyone's plus when I'm saying this, but I hate when people try to like be like, oh, you should change it to this. Like, no, you shouldn't. Just leave it as Aerosmith. It's weird. Just let me have one thing and leave it there. And that is one ride. I honestly feel like if they were going to close it or change it, I like really might make a trip just to like go ride it a few times first. That's how strongly I feel. It just feels like a little bit of pop culture-ness that I feel really attached to, and I don't know, maybe this is how people feel about Horizons or something. I know a lot of people are probably like grinding their teeth as I'm talking, but I'm keeping Rock and Roller Coaster. I love that little ride. All right.
I support that.
Thank you. I just think it's fun. Okay, let's move on to plus. So, Chuck, you're up, boy. What's your plus?
I'm going to plus Slinky Dog Dash. It is, on its premise, a fun ride. However, it's just missing something. What that something is, I don't know, but it misses the mark by just a little bit. Missed it by that much.
Well, what are you? So you don't know what you're doing to it?
I mean,
something.
You're right. I don't. I don't know what I'm doing to it. It needs something. I don't know what it is that it needs. but it needs to be a little bit better. It's a good ride, don't get me wrong. I just, like I said, I think it's missing just a little bit.
Huh, okay.
I must admit, going to Slinky Dog for the first time and looking at it before you go on it, you're going, it doesn't look much of a ride. The best thing about it was probably looking into Galaxy's Edge to see how that was getting on when it was getting built.
Yep.
But when you're actually on it, it's a draw. You know, it brings you right in. It's a great ride. I remember when we were there last time, like, folk were queuing for like 2 hours. We had a fast pass for it initially, but folk were queuing 2 hours for it. We came off it, looked on my Disney experience, and managed to pick up another fast pass within another half an hour. And you're thinking, this is, why are these folk now just refreshing the app all the time to try to get a fast pass rather than, and it is blistering sunshine. You know, I mean, it was absolutely roasting that day. Yeah, we were on it twice within half an hour. It is worth the fast pass. Whether it's worth a 2 hour wait, I don't know. But it's a really good ride.
I'm going to say that it is deceptively fun. You look at it and it's like, oh, well, this is a kiddie coaster. This is really going to be nothing. Yeah. But you get some, you know, you get some G-force on that. You know, there's a spot where your butt lifts that, out of that seat. And it's, it creates this huge smile on your face at times. And it actually has more of a thrill than it looks like when you first walk in. It's one of those ideas that looks can be deceiving. Well, this one, for better terms, Slinky Dog Dash is the underdog in that way.
Woof, woof.
The underdog.
See what I did there?
I think that's your second one.
Oh, really?
The show has got the jokes. Is that the second one? I don't know about that. Well, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, the elevator one. Or was that Steven? No, that was Steven. Up in the air.
Yep.
Up in the air. Does anyone have any ideas about how to plus Slinky Dog Dash, though? Nobody has any ideas on this? You have to, like, what? I don't even know. I just, okay. It's just funny to.
Apart from when you stop in the middle, there's no much. Apart from when you stop in the middle, there's no much steaming.
I do have one
idea. At the end with Wheezy, you know?
I do have one idea. Maybe add one more section that's a little bit more rickety, and next to it have an actual slinky going downstairs, and you're racing the slinky down the stairs.
All right, I like that.
Or, I support that.
Now we're cooking.
Or
cooking with oil.
If you don't want to do it in the actual, on the actual attraction, you could actually have a whole bunch. You can make it an interactive queue, and like when people are waiting for 2 hours, you could have. You could have like a whole bunch of video screens going on, and people can play against each other and do slinky stair races or something like that. That could be the video game that you play on while waiting for the ride or something like that.
I like it. I like the ideas. Good. I feel better about this now. Okay, Steven, you're up. What is your plus?
Yeah, you're not going to like this, are you? Gonna change Rock and Roller Coaster.
I knew it.
But you knew somebody was gonna pick this. It is a good ride. The outside part of the queue is just terrible. The inside.
With the guitar?
No, like right outside. You know, it's just like a concrete jungle.
Yeah,
you know, and okay, it's got fans and stuff like that, but. The bit with the guitar's okay. You know, it's a bit of theming to actually go along with it. You might like Aerosmith, and it may well be an American sort of culture sort of thing, but it's definitely not something that is really big over in the UK, so I would definitely get rid of that. What I would actually put in is just round the corner from Rock and Roller Coaster is Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy. And I'd like to change the sort of format of moving from Aerosmith over to Cars. And I know you were speaking about Cars earlier on. It is a big franchise. I mean, obviously, it's got three big films. You know, it's got music in it, you know, from right across the spectrum of every sort of genre. So putting Lightning McQueen in there, Dog Hearts, you know, stuff like that. You know, I just think you'd be able to theme it right the way up, you know, and not specifically make it about music, but, you know, even to the point of turning that whole area into a sort of Pixar place, sort of thing over in California and Disneyland, where you've got, or DCA, when you've got Radiator Springs. So you've got Toy Story one side and you've got Cars the other. I just think that'd be a great way to obviously, you know, put another land in, you know, especially with the studios not having too much rides at the moment. Okay, that went down well.
I'm fine with upgrading or changing Rock and Roller Coaster, but I don't know how you can incorporate the Lightning McQueen into that.
Yeah, because
aren't
no
they
loop.
Separate buildings?
I'm just the loop kind of kills me. Build, to me.
I wasn't actually meaning to incorporate the two of them. You've already got that there. So if you put Cars in that area as well, and then begin to sort of open up and maybe make Radiator Springs out the whole area. So that you get Toy Story Land over on one side, you've got, you know, Radiator Springs and Cars on the other, with the Rock and Roller Coaster changing into a Cars coaster, and you've also got Lightning McQueen Racing Academy over on the other build.
Okay. I don't think you're wrong. I'm afraid of what would happen if we just make that all Cars all the time.
Because then Route 66, you know, you go down, yeah. you make that turn onto that old dilapidated road when you have the Tower of Terror. It just, I'm just thinking sight lines. Not that you can't not see the Tower of Terror from Lightning McQueen's
from everywhere
Racing Academy. So
yeah, from a car park. Or from Blizzard Beach.
beloved treasure. That we must preserve.
Even add fingers or toes or whatever.
Badly. We have to cryogenically freeze Steven Tyler. Put him right next to Walt Disney. It's that important.
Okay, onwards.
Dave, what is your plus?
I don't have to do my plus because the Imagineers already did. I'm going to take the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, and I'm going to replace it with Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
Well, that's a wrong answer.
Well, think about it this way. Nobody cares about the Twilight Zone anymore. It's an old IP that nobody really knows about. You're not gonna have your children watching episodes. You're not gonna have your children watching the Twilight Zone before going to Disney World. You know,
did it just get rebooted, like really.
Yeah, sure did.
You know,
the last
it's
year.
Like nobody really cares about the Twilight Zone and all that, but everybody cares about Marvel and they care about Guardians of the Galaxy especially. And here's the thing with the Tower of Terror. When I'm at Disney World, I don't want to be terrified. I want to enjoy myself. I want to laugh. On the Tower of Terror, I do nothing but scream because I'm terrified. When I am
wait,
in Disney,
are you making it Guardians?
When I'm in Disneyland, I'm laughing the entire time on that on Mission Breakout. It just makes
you're not
it,
even doing something more creative.
I don't
that.
Have. I don't have to.
Guardians.
I don't
but
have
Guardians
to.
There's a Guardians ride going into Epcot.
As I said that right. though, I don't have to because the Imagineers already did it. I'm basically here paying homage to the great Joe Rohde, who already did my plussing for me. I don't have to do anything for this because Twilight Zone Tower of Terror is just old. It's useless. It's not fun. It's terrifying. This is the Mission Breakout is just pure joy and candy.
I think somebody just plucked my heart out.
Marvel. Marvel is terrible. That is my take.
I
like Guardians of
the Galaxy and Epcot anyway. You know,
no,
if you're
no,
right.
No. It needs
you
to
know,
stop.
It's why put it in there as well.
Rod Sterling or Rocket Raccoon. I'm gonna go for Rod.
Rod Sterling.
We're gonna go
picture
Sterling.
This.
It's definitely Sterling.
We don't need a trash panda in the middle of the park.
But there's already Guardians. That's the thing. Like, I like Guardians, but like, there's gonna be a ride in Epcot. We don't need it. Take over.
Well, does Mickey Mouse not go? Does he just stay in the Magic Kingdom? No, he goes to every park. So.
Well, that is different. So there.
They need. Well, yeah. The Guardians need to take care of Hollywood too. You know, Hollywood is susceptible to a lot.
Oh my God.
You know, we need somebody protecting it.
Beloved Hollywood Studios.
And what they could do then is they can recreate with the collector. They could bring back the Sid Kawanga store.
I've never heard anything more wrong in my life.
When you add that little bit, that's like when you add something onto something just to entice the other side. Like, that's your concession. That would be your concession to me, would be adding Sid Kawanga's back in there.
Dave, you basically said here.
That would be my little bone.
I love how Chuck's audio just so eloquently cut out at that point.
I knew this was going to be a rough episode. I really did, as I was looking at the list. Oh, God.
This is just wrong.
It truly is.
Oh, wait till you see what I do with the fifth gate.
We're going to move on that note to my plus, which is a good answer, by the way. And I'm plusing Muppet Vision. And I'm just
going to... Good answer.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm just going to do a good old-fashioned Star Tours-style alternation type deal where every time you can get different kind of show, you can get the classic Muppet Vision, or it might get switched up a little bit. You know, they'll have different scenes, different little characters, whatever. Maybe there's like 9 different combinations, something like that, or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a mathematician, but the point is that we're gonna just spruce up Muppet Vision a little bit without really reinventing the wheel. We're just giving somebody a little freshen up. So, and gentlemen, that's a good answer.
Right there. I support that answer.
Mine was better.
That's a wrong answer.
Nope.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm afraid, but let's go on to the dumps. Chuck, what are you dumping?
I'm getting rid of Lightning McQueen. It doesn't serve any purpose.
Apart from when they come and roller coaster at the Cars Land.
No, that doesn't need to happen. Rock and Roller Coaster is fine as it is. Lightning McQueen's, you know, the best part of that is the animatronic. But that's about it. The rest of the experience is a waste. Everyone walks out of there going, huh.
Anytime they call something an experience,
I walk out of there going, ka-chow.
I walk out going, huh. Well, at least it was air conditioned.
My opinion counts.
Except it's wrong.
Nope.
How about you go bulldoze Spaceship Earth, Dave?
I walk out going, daggum.
Is the castle not IP enough for you? You want to change that, too?
Yes, I want to add gold spires.
Mm-hmm. By the time we get all back in here, I mean, painted like that anyway.
Oh, goodness. Okay, sorry, Steven, what are you dumping, sir?
Aliens, rattling saucers. Been on it a couple of times.
Just, low-hanging fruit?
Yeah, well, it's... I think it's a stupid ride to put in. You know, it's such a big, iconic set of land. You know, Toy Story Land, there's that many different things. And I know, obviously, the aliens are quite popular. You know, and ooh, the claw. But I think they could have done a hell of a lot better theming and done something that would be a bit more exciting than getting round in circles and... Don't get me wrong, it says when you get around the circle and you get drawn into another circle, the ride system's actually quite good. But I just feel as if for such a big IP, you know, as Toy Story, I think they could have done a lot more to it. I mean, look at the, obviously they've got Toy Story Mania, they've got Slinky Dog, you know, two great rides. Just throw something like that in, and I know it's maybe a sort of more kiddie friendly sort of thing than the other two, but I just don't get it. You know, getting thrown about in a sort of, it's like a jackknife of a truck. You know, you get the cab in the front and you've got your trailer at the back, and it just seems to jackknife all the time as you're getting thrown about. Not the best of use of land for that sort of area, so I'd get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, it's hard to argue with it too much, I suppose.
Correct.
Dave, what are you dumping?
I'm dumping
the Crossroads of the World, Dave. Do you want to take out the, you know, the main part?
I'm dumping Disney Junior, the Disney Junior show.
Oh, well, that's a right opinion.
Well,
nobody tried to like up the ante a little bit. Everybody's like, I'm gonna dump the Vampirina meet and greet.
Well, here's the thing: you could do that. You could keep on. You can keep the meet and greets and stuff like that. But my feeling is this: just for like a puppet show that keeps on like. At first, it was actually like live performers and just like almost like the Little Mermaid. Now it's kind of, I mean, I have no reason to go to it, but I heard even that was kind of just, they cut corners on that show and everything, that I kind of feel like in that space, you know, maybe still cater to the Playhouse Disney crowd, but maybe add in maybe put an attraction of some type. That, you know, even if it has
this
some
is not
screens,
plus. You can't add attractions.
I'm not, but what I'm saying is we're dumping that area. I would just get rid of that whole entire attraction, and I would just maybe, if they wanted to just keep that theming, they can. I feel like there can be so many better attractions that are themed to Playhouse Disney for the younger set than just a puppet show.
That's fair, but again, we're dumping, Dave. Yeah. We're not.
So we're dumping.
Yeah, but you're like, they could do better and all this stuff.
Yeah, well,
we're not doing better.
Well,
Chuck
is on, so you know Chuck cheats all the time. So I'm just taking a book out of the Chuck.
That's not cheating. No, that's not cheating. I don't cheat in this one.
Nobody cheated this episode. I was all like ready to.
Oh, there were some really bad answers though.
Well, I kind of cheated because I let the Imagineers do my work for me, and they did it so well because they just took a piece of coal and made it into a piece of shining gold over in California. So now they need to do the same in Florida. Because think about it, look at that lobby. That lobby is dirty. All those cobwebs, all that dust and everything. That it needs a good scrubbing.
Wah, wah. I'm trying really hard not to swear.
I swear
it needs
a good
he?
Cleaning. I wouldn't want to stay in a hotel like that.
Yep.
Yeah, but you've got a soundtrack in the background. Listen to the music.
Dave, why don't they fix it? They make millions of dollars a year and it just goes down.
There's a great soundtrack. You know, awesome 80s mix, you know?
Except Disney didn't create the music.
Disney did not create the music for Twilight Zone Tower of Terror either, or the background music.
Well, they technically purchased CBS/Viacom's or the rights from CBS Viacom. However, with that being said, they are still
remaking. But who watched CBS in the first place? Ever, you know? CBS
what?
Was always
was
the last
CBS?
CBS was always the last station you would turn to. You know, growing up it was like, you know, you really didn't go to CBS.
Mhm.
ABC, NBC and Fox.
I've never heard a more wrong opinion. Annie, don't you have to destroy something?
I do, yes. Are you ready for my dump?
I mean, it's not going to hurt as bad as Dave, you know.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think you should go big or go home. So I went big on my dump, boys. I went real big with this dump.
Let's
just move forward.
You ready for my big dump, Chuck?
Let's keep going.
I am dumping. I'm cheating. I guess I'm the cheater of this episode because I'm dumping an entire area. I'm dumping Toy Story Land in its entirety. Goodbye, Toy Story Land. I want Hollywood Studios to be like weird stuff, not that. Put that somewhere else. I don't want that there. Why is that there? Take it out. Dump it. Dump all of it. And then we don't have to worry about how to plus Slinky Dog Dash or dumping Alien ASS saucers. We can just dump the whole land in one fell swoop.
And I bet that restaurant doesn't get built.
As for somebody who does not like Toy Story, I'm totally with you.
Good. Thank you. We can agree on this IP removal.
I don't do Toy Story. I cry on Toy Story movies, so I boycott them.
I like Toy Story 4 best. I refuse to see it. That should tell you about how I feel about Toy Story.
I refuse. I won't
do
it.
I like Gabby. She might be my favorite Toy Story character.
The other three hurt way too much, and my heart can't take it. So I swore off Toy Story, except for the parks.
Fair. Totally fair. I mean, I'm fine with, Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin. Leave that. Sure. Fine. But
Annie,
the rest of it.
I don't know how to tell you this, but that's not in the studios.
Well, I know. I mean, and as far as Toy Story is concerned, the only other thing that should probably we should find a place for is like the tater tots that you get over there.
Tachos.
You mean the potato barrels?
I forgot the. Oh right, because you can't call them tater tots.
Stop doing it.
Can you bleep that, Jeff? You need to bleep that. the potato barrels. I've not had tachos, and I would like a chance.
I feel like he needs to bleep out the tater part. Because if you just bleep out the tots, it's going to sound really bad.
People just have to figure out what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Tater beep.
Oh, gosh. Well, on that note, does anyone have anything to add before we wrap it up, I suppose?
I'm right. You're all wrong.
Barrel of potatoes?
Yeah, I'm right.
Don't you dare touch Tower of Terror.
I'm right. You're all wrong. Tower of Terror sucks.
What are they doing?
Why do you hate fun things?
Right now? We gotta.
I don't. That's why I
want
to bring Mission Breakout to Florida.
That would be even more losing the thread than they already are.
Well, how about this? How about this? Dave, you can't do it because of the contract with Universal.
Actually, no. That doesn't count because it's Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I said it after anyway.
Damn it.
I know. I did think about that when he said it at the beginning. I said, I've got it out. I said, but no.
There'd be two. I am sad about Midway Mania. Like, I feel like maybe that could get grandfathered in because it was there before Toy Story Land. So maybe, like, you could dump Toy Story Land without dumping Midway
Mania. You did your damage. Now you got to just stick with it. You made your bed, now lie in it.
Dump it. You just move the entrance back to the part where it was.
I'm a sucker for any like interactivity in a ride. So anytime I can
there's a lot of interaction with the guest in Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
Oh my god!
No, there's not, because you're just sitting in the same car that you were in the first place.
But Rocket talks to you, and
If you added guns into it, then you might sell me. Then it would be sweetening the pot even more if you got like a score of some sort as you rode the ride.
Yeah, but Tower of Terror, Rod Sterling speaks to you. He says, welcome back.
And furthermore, it's not even Rod Sterling, it's his son. Uh-huh.
Exactly. It's not authentic. You prove my point. This is fun.
The one other one I'd like to sort of throw in is Walt Disney Presents. You know, I think that they should do a lot more to put a presence of Walt Disney in the park, especially at Hollywood Studios.
I'm all for getting rid of that.
No, it's not to get rid of it. It's to up it. You know, to actually give a sort of life story of what Walt Disney actually did. You know, you can make the way throughout from when he was born, right the way throughout to, you know, his ups and downs and how he actually got to where he was before, unfortunately, he died. So I think it's one of these things where there's not enough Walt in the whole Walt Disney world. You know,
that's Walt why Disney I think it should not be in the park. I think that it should be like in a place where
a separate museum or something like
that. Yeah, I think that it's, I think that there should be a dedicated space that anybody can come at any time to go and just, they should have on property a Walt Disney Museum, like they have like another extension of it, like the one that they have in San Francisco. They should have like a satellite in Walt Disney World for that reason.
Possibly, yeah.
Put it in Disney Springs or something where it's, you know.
Yeah, well, Disney Springs is a show.
I'm going to say they'll charge admission, like you don't have to pay to get into Hollywood Studios, but.
But if they really plus, here's the thing, if they plus that and they make that a really interactive thing, you know, and they charge a small admission for it, you know, it's, you know, I could live with that.
Yeah, but you'd really have to go out of your way to go visit it versus just being able to happen into it. I think we should have it in Hollywood Studios. I think we should bring back American Idol. I think we should bring back, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Because that's back, too. Let's bring that back. Let's bring back the Streets of America. Let's bring back Osborne Family Lights. We're keeping Indiana Jones. We're never getting rid of it ever. Let's do it. I'm the host. That's what we're doing.
Can we bring back the Ninja Turtles while we're there?
Sports action.
Well, yeah, Ninja Turtles, Goosebumps, you name it, it's back.
A little more Roger Rabbit than in the.
Oh, yeah. See, that would be a better addition than any of this Pixar stuff. This would be some Roger Rabbit stuff. That would make sense to me. That even makes more sense than, yeah, I like that. So there. Does anyone have anything to add before we wrap this beast up?
Just remember how awesome I am.
Okay, that's great. Anything else, anyone?
And that's one person's opinion.
The one who counts.
One, two, three.
Goodness. All right. Well, on that note, hey, Dave, where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Figments Reality.
All right. What about you, Stephen?
Yeah, that's where you send all the complaints to. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at SJM Disney.
I thought you sent the complaints to Daily Walt Disney.
Chuck, where are you on social media? Where?
I am on the Twitter machine at Chuck in the Chat, and you can join my new website. Dave needs to take a reality pill and get out of the ipclouds.org.
All right. If you want to find me on social media, you can't because I'm not really on it anymore. But you can email me if you really want to. djphobjphob@gmail.com. That's right, email. Even that feels old-fashioned now, doesn't it? It's weird. So anyway, you can find the Mickey Dudes on social media.
Feels just as old-fashioned as the Twilight Zone.
But that's a recently rebooted show. Thus, it is modern. And anyway, the important thing is finding the Mickey Dudes on social media, which you can do. You can find us at the Mickey Dudes on Twitter. You can find us at the Mickey Dudes Podcast on Instagram. You can go on Facebook and search Mickey Dudes Podcast, and we'll pop right up. We're there too. Wherever you want to go, come find us and hang out. It'll be good times. Thanks for listening to another episode of our podcast. And now you're at the end of it. Good job. Thanks. Bye.
You've just listened to another exciting episode of the Mickey Dudes Podcast. You can find the Mickey Dudes on Facebook at the Mickey Dudes Podcast and on Twitter at the Mickey Dudes. If you enjoyed our podcast, please share the love on Stitcher or iTunes. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you again real soon.